This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Alexa, drum roll, please.
Yes.
Was that Alexa?
Of course it was.
Or was that your soundboard?
No, that was Alexa, dude.
Really?
Of course.
No, it was not.
Don't you read the What's New in Alexa emails?
Alexa, drum roll, please. Oh my god, that's effing brilliant. Alexa, duck noise, please. TMU Alexa.
Wait, this might work. Alexa, what sound does a duck make?
Now can she put it whenever we curse? Can we just have that? We're so close. We're so close to our nirvana.
So close.
Oh, that's so funny. I love it.
I mean, we could technically record this podcast by dropping in on each other.
Eh. I like the idea of a joke falling flat to my wife and then she collars up for a drum roll.
I wonder if Alexa knows any good jokes. Alexa,
no,
tell
she
me a joke.
Doesn't.
Why are tennis pros always hugging each other? Because they start their matches at love all.
Oh boy, that was terrible.
All she knows is dad jokes, that's it. As well as holiday themed jokes.
That's true.
Ask her for a St. Patrick's Day joke. I'm sure she'll give you one.
Alexa, tell me a St. Patrick's joke.
I don't have a joke about that.
Oh, brother.
Shame on you. How have you been, Nicholas?
Oh, man. Welcome, Legionnaires. Now, what first point of discussion? What are we going to call this? Welcome, Legionnaires, to 20 Great Teen? Or welcome, Legionnaires, to... Oh, we got to come up with something better than that. Ah, welcome, Legionnaires, to 20 Slate Clean. We're starting over!
So is this season 3?
No, it's season 2, dude. We started off early.
But I thought season 2 was in 2017.
It was.
But this is 20 Slate Clean.
Yeah, well, we got to start off brand new, all fresh.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Great. How's the flu treating you?
Oh, dude, I'm finally back on the roll. Except if you hear a large amount of liquids coming out of my orifices, realize it's at the end of the flu.
I mean, we've had liquid noises out of orifices on many a podcast before.
Oh, God. God bless America. I am like... All I want is handkerchiefs galore. Just send all your handkerchiefs to, here's my email address. Don't give them my email address.
I mean, I don't want to freak you out, Nick, but I don't know if you know this, but the flu has been upgraded to national epidemic.
Yes, I do know that.
I think the only state that's not severe is, Maine.
Well, yeah, but all they're getting is snow, so enjoy that.
That's true. You know, that's how the zombie plague started.
Even Loyola came out and said that they're running out of Z-Packs, and they told people, like, unless you have to come into the hospital for an emergency, stay home.
You should never take a Z-Pack. You want to know why?
Oh, brother,
it starts with the letter Z. You know what else starts with the letter Z? Zombies.
Zelda.
Zoe Saldana.
Oh. Hello. You know what that did? Perked the flu right out of me.
We should get our new podcast to sponsor this episode then. Have you heard about this new podcast?
No, I told you I've been in a flu haze all week.
It's the porn review podcast. We're calling it Best of the Breast.
Ew, that's horrible. Who came up with that? Did you come up with that?
No, Ronnie did.
I thought 20 Great Teen was a bad pun. Oh, boy.
Listen.
Put the Baron in the corner. He has to sit. Ronnie, go to a corner, turn around, and stand there for 2 minutes. You're in freeze down. Horrible.
Yes. It was part of a different conversation that we were making fun of, and it came up, and I was like, ah, perfect. Because a few weeks ago, I think it might have been Duan that was talking about doing a porn review podcast.
Ew.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. For anyone listening to this, it's not happening.
That's horrible. He can do the Nerdy Nibbler podcast. Maybe that's a porn review show. I'm not sure. But I know he likes White Castle Nibblers.
He does. I do as well. He did name our new ICO. We're launching our own cryptocurrency. I don't know if you've heard. The Nipple Coin.
Oh, God.
You didn't hear about this? Where have you been?
Yes, yes, I heard about it. It doesn't mean that I endorse it.
Why not?
There's way too many sober people on that open bar podcast, by the way. I mean, what the age?
Who was sober? Well, I guess Paul was sober.
I would say half the people were sober.
All right, listen. I was not.
I know. And Duan was not.
Jay was not.
Duan certainly was not. Which all praise and props goes out to Duan, because that's what I like. I like a sloppy open bar. But I think you three were it.
Uh-huh.
If anyone else says that they were, I highly doubt.
Well, Aaron was out with his wife drinking $100 martinis.
Well, Aaron was hilarious. Actually, everybody was hilarious on the open bar.
Yes, it was a good episode.
Yeah, it was a lot of people letting others take turns at the microphone, and I really appreciate it. It seems like open bar is really firing on all cylinders. Maybe it's because the Baron wasn't on it. I'm not sure.
Oh, my.
I know, shots fired. No, Ronnie, I'm joking about that. I missed you on
that. He's not joking. He's kidding.
At least I know when the Baron comes to the open bar, it is a full open bar. He is fully drunk.
Well, apparently the Baron was drunk in real life.
I know. I saw the picture of him at an actual bar with a friend.
Uh-huh. A quote-unquote friend.
As long as the co-host of the Timey Wimey podcast doesn't come on drunk, then we'll all be okay. Because his son's still underage.
He is very underage.
Yes. So let's not have that. I don't endorse that, but I endorse all these boys and the ladies. If anyone wants to come on to open bar, they're more than welcome. Open invitation. But I would say that you should at least have a beer, at least one drink while you're on it.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, I'm not going to hold that against them, but I want the ratio to be more than 50% drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I get it if somebody can't drink, or guess what? They're recovering. Yes, if you're a recovering alcoholic, I get it. But I'm saying the majority of people are not that. So I like my open bar sloppy. What can I say?
I don't know. I heard that open bar might be approved as therapy by Alcoholics Anonymous. Because you can just get drunk by proxy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that it shows when you've hit rock bottom.
Oh, absolutely. It does that.
This is what it sounds like when you've hit rock bottom. Now, just listen to Duan and Jay.
Don't be like these guys.
Now, let's open up the Bible and say a Bible verse.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
Do they?
They're all surrounded. Well, I won't say it's religious, but it was based in religion when it started.
Mm. Was that a Quaker thing?
I don't think so.
Really?
But we're not. Hey, you know what we're not? Fake news. And we're also not the best researchers, so we shouldn't be talking about AA. I only know it from experience. Well, not personal experience, but family experience.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Ah, yes. I should look
that up. Which we've discussed.
Yes.
Yeah. It's interesting.
While we're talking, I'm going to see if I can find where it started.
Yeah, since it's 2020 slate clean. Buddy, can I tell you what's been a rock star in 20 Slate Clean?
The Nerd Legion podcast?
Get out of here. No, we haven't recorded in 3 weeks.
Is that
true?
Oh,
peel behind the curtain.
But we've only not had an episode for 1 week.
Right, because we...
And...
Because we recorded 15 podcasts the second to the last week of December.
And guess what? We're still the number one podcast.
Oh, God.
On the Nerd Legion Network. Actually, I checked today. We dropped to like number 2 or 3 today.
Oh, I can't wait till we're number 12.
So it only took 2 weeks of no episodes for us to be removed from the number one spot.
Or maybe everyone had a lot of time off during the holidays and they actually listened to our podcast and was like, oh my God, get this off my feed.
No, I don't think that's the case.
I'm
pretty sure they listened. They're like, that's a pretty damn good podcast.
Not for me. Thank you.
Anyways, I just watched Black Lightning, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I've heard good things.
God, we have so much to catch up on.
Well, you sort of interrupted my little stake in the ground for 20 Slate Clean.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to be a Paul. Continue.
Of who's a rock star at the beginning of 20 that's right. Slate Clean.
Okay, who's a rock star? Is it? All right, let me guess.
And we've... let me give you a hint. We've... And I'm going to use them as an all-encompassing term. Mm-hmm. We buried them so much during 2017.
We buried them so much in 2017.
Yes. Mm. So for them to come out of the gates as a rock star this early in the year, bravo.
All right, let me think about this. What have I buried in 2017? No dead bodies, so I can check that off.
Yeah.
No illegal drug stashes. I can check that off. I did bury several jars of kimchi. Does that count?
Ooh. Just bring some to C2E2.
Remind me to tell you my kimchi story.
Yes, all right. Please.
I have no idea.
Okay. It is a media giant, and it is Netflix. Netflix is the correct answer.
Okay. Go on.
Because there's tons of new programming on in the last couple of weeks.
All right.
And I've been like, let me fill up my queue. Yes, 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 yes.
I want to hear what's on your queue. But on a related note, I have a new category in my Netflix queue.
Ooh, okay.
And it is the strangest thing that I have ever seen. Okay? I didn't even know it was a thing. But apparently it is. So a couple days ago, I go into Netflix and I'm scrolling through the app. I don't know what it looks like on the website or the Apple TV or anything, because I just Chromecast it from my phone. So I'm going through the app, and all of a sudden I get like halfway down, and I see like all these Japanese shows. And I was like, that's weird, I haven't really watched any Japanese shows. Like, I mean, like I've watched some things, like a couple Korean shows, like movies, I think maybe like one Japanese movie. Anyways, these are all Japanese shows, like, okay, whatever, like, I'll check it out. And I look at the category, and it was literally... Asian food-inspired television series.
What?
So it's like...
Did they buy, like, all these Asian-influenced, like, TV, game show, contestant-type shows?
Well, they're like... I haven't looked at through all of them, but, like, some of them are... All right, see, we should have had Julian on this episode, because he could tell you about some Japanese culture.
Yeah, would like... let's get Julian on.
But I think Julian had brought this up at one point, where, like, there's like a subculture, like a niche genre of anime that deals with like food stuff. Okay.
Sure.
Like
sure.
Cooking show type thing. But it's anime, so it's like super weird with like, you know, Super Saiyan crap and whatever. All right. People that never watched an anime in their life are like, I don't know what any of that means. It's fine. Don't worry about it. But apparently there's like a whole genre of these things. Some of these were like reality TV shows. Like Japanese cooking show type things.
Are some of them like competition cooking show type stuff? Or are they like almost like a food diary, like
more like
person
that
goes into Shanghai for the 10 best restaurants?
A little bit more like that. But some of them were weird. It was like, I don't know if you ever saw, what's it called? The Chef's Table?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a fun show.
So some of them are like that. Okay. Like Chef's Table. Some of them are kind of like, whatever that show is, Weird Eats or whatever it is, where they travel to different restaurants. Some are like one-on-one cooking competitions.
Ooh, I like that.
Some are like really weird cooking competitions with like samurai and ninjas.
Oh, jeez.
And some were game show type things where people eat weird shit. But it was like a whole thing. And I don't even know why it popped up in my queue. Because, I mean, there's a couple things that I put on there. So they have a new show on Netflix. They did buy a bunch of Asian shows.
Yeah, they must have.
Because I saw some movies pop up in my feed, like horror flicks. And I love like Korean and Japanese horror flicks because they're like, they're legit, dude. Like if you're a horror fan and you want some good fucking horror, like you need to be watching Japanese or Korean horror movies.
I would say the same thing about like Korean action films.
Oh, Korean action films are fantastic.
Yeah.
They do a lot
for no money.
Yeah, yeah. And I wish Aaron and Mike would do a freaking like kung fu movie podcast or like, you know what I'm saying? Because they love those kind of movies. And I don't know if you remember, they did one episode as like an After Dark for something where, oh, I know what it was. They did a podcast of 1,000 Holds After Dark where they talked about kung fu movies for like an hour and a half.
Nice.
And it was amazing. This was like, I don't know, a year and a half ago maybe. And ever since then, I'm like, dude, you guys need to do a podcast on like kung fu movies.
They need to bring it back.
Yeah, they got to do it. But anyways, matter of fact, any Southeast Asian country, just watch their action movies. Because they're just fun as shit to watch. But yeah, it was just really weird to see this category. Because like the rest of my stuff is normal. You know? It's like stuff that I normally watch. Like, whatever, creative TV heroes or suspenseful sci-fi alien horror movies, whatever. Like, all my things are weird because, you know, I have weird taste in film and TV. But, like, this one, I was just very surprised. I didn't mean to derail you. Continue.
No, you're not derailing me at all. This is exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
No, I just loved, and maybe it was one of those, I just had to wait instead of, like, throwing them under the bus constantly. Just wait for them to finally hit or buy a surplus of content that I was really into. Because it seems like there's a lot of documentaries, especially music documentaries, as well as like travelogues. Like I liked the travelogue, I think it's on Netflix too, that Phil Rosenthal did. And now he has a new series on Netflix, and it was a Netflix-owned series instead of his PBS series.
Interesting.
Yeah, he was, and I don't know if you're familiar with Phil Rosenthal, but he was one of the producers and creators of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right.
So to listen to him talk, oh my God, it's like Larry David to Seinfeld. Like, he sounds just like Raymond, which is hilarious. Yeah. But he's funny. Like, he's really funny to have him, and he's a true food lover. So he actually goes there and not just like, this is delicious. Like, it's a lot more than that. Like, he paints a verbal picture. He's really, really smart. Smart with describing food. So, and I'm not sick of stuff like that. Like, I know a lot of people, they've hit their tipping point regarding, you know, food shows. Not me. I could still watch a food challenge competition type show. It's my brainless type of like TV viewing. But Netflix has a lot of, like, I was just like, add that. Like, oh, Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Like, yes, that was available online through some dumb service, but guess what? I never ever went there to go watch them.
Yeah, that's what Netflix now.
Yeah, now all of them are on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great because they're 15 minutes, you're in, you're out. So it's like, it's nice to sit down with Liz. She has, you know, 15, 45 minutes, whatever. And we just pump out a couple of those episodes. It's great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, I don't watch too many of the food shows. Unless they're like a little offbeat. So like, I enjoyed The Chef's Table because it was different, right? I'm trying to think what other ones I really like. See, I like
that. And that, did you ever see that documentary? I think it's called Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
Yeah, I did see that.
That's a great documentary.
Yeah, I did see that.
On like the, one of the best living, like a living legend sushi creator.
Yeah.
Like the guy's 89 years old and still comes up with like, he's the first person to create, I thought it was, what the hell was it called? Stained glass sushi?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, and it's just like, wow, really? Like, that's pretty cool that the guy's still alive and, you know, he's the Picasso of sushi. Yeah, I enjoy, but see, that's the problem. Like, Liz might have 40 minutes to an hour before she goes to bed, but to watch a TV show that's an hour, you know, a movie, a documentary, that could be an hour and a half to an hour and 40 minutes. So, and it's hard to convince her, like, well, we'll watch half now and half late. Like, no, she wants to be in and out.
Yeah, yeah. They do have a new Netflix original. It's called Somebody Feed Phil.
Yeah, that's it. Phil Rosenthal.
That's the one you're talking about?
Yep.
Okay, okay.
That's it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got that on my queue.
Yeah. But I'm just surprised there's like all these documentaries and a lot more, and I know I slammed them before, but a lot more Netflix original or like exclusive Netflix shows that I'm actually interested in. Remember when I was like, they're spending all this money and it's stuff that I'm not all that all that into.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, new year, like, bring it on.
Well, I mean, they're spending the most out of anybody this year, right? And surely they already spent a shit ton of money on content. Because I saw a bunch of stuff go up already.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, a lot of it's probably really cheap, like all these Japanese things that I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. There's a couple I've got in my queue. One is called Erased. It's I think it's Korean. And the other one is called Black. Is it Black? Damn it. I got to find it now.
Uh-oh.
Let me get on my Netflix. I think it's called Black. Where's my queue? God, Netflix, fix your website, bros.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's called Black.
Okay.
A man possessed by death, a woman who can see death. The earthly world and the afterworld collide.
That sounds right up Martin's alley.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Let me ask you, we're going to be jumping the Netflix train, but you've been speaking a little bit about it, and I almost put it in.
Mm-hmm.
To my eyeballs, but how is the Philip? The Philip K. Dick's.
Yes, you read my mind. All right, have you started it?
I only watched the trailer. That's why I wanted to, because a lot of people are compared. The reason I haven't started it was a lot of people compared it to Black Mirror, and there was way too much, not even Outer Limits Twilight Zone going on with Black Mirror for me to get into.
All right, so I think that's a decent comparison, but it's not a correct comparison.
Okay.
The reason I say that is Black Mirror is the premises of the shows are similar, right? They both deal with kind of like an extrapolation of technological advancement and what it like how it affects people in society. But the way that they do it is completely different. Whereas Black Mirror is more of a cautionary tale. Electric Dreams doesn't feel... I don't want to put it. I'm not sure how to put it, to be honest. Black Mirror feels more a little bit more like horror-ish.
Oh, really? I was really hoping you were going to say sci-fi.
Well, Electric Dreams is like pure sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I'm pretty sure every episode of Electric Dreams is actually based on a Philip K. Dick story.
Mm, that's exciting.
I didn't see it on every episode, but I did see it on quite a few where it's like based on blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
By Philip K. Dick. So I'm not done with the season. I got in, how far in did I get? I think I did the first 7 episodes. There's 10 episodes total. When I got to like the third one,
mm-hmm.
I almost would have said it's better than Black Mirror.
Oh.
But then there were a couple episodes where, I don't know if maybe I just wasn't paying enough attention to them, where they didn't feel as polished and different as the previous episodes. Overall, it's really strong. My favorite episode so far is still the second episode. It's called Autofac. About an artificial intelligence that runs a factory in a post-apocalyptic world. And that's going to tell you nothing about it, because even though that is the premise, that's not what it's about.
Okay.
So far, I think that's the best one. But they were all really good. Like, the first episode is called Real Life, and it's got Anna Paquin.
Sure.
She was, Rogue in the X-Men movie.
Mm-hmm.
And oh god, what's the guy's name? The guy that played Rhodey in Iron Man.
Don Cheadle?
Before Don Cheadle.
Hmm.
Oh, gosh, dang it. Let me look it up. look. He was in Hustle. Was it Hustle and Flow?
Oh, yeah.
Terrence Howard.
There you go.
Yeah, so they're the two main characters, but their stories are opposite of each other, but complementary.
Mm.
So they each have some serious personal issues.
Okay.
And they each use this like virtual reality type headset to escape into a virtual world.
Ready Player One.
Well, but the twist is that they go into each other's worlds. So like when Anna Paquin goes into her VR world, she becomes Terrence Howard's character.
Hmm.
And when he goes into his virtual reality world, he becomes Anna Paquin's character.
Hmm. And that's neat.
And you have to figure out, and there's mysteries for each character that are kind of connected. And you have to figure out which is the real reality and which is like this virtual reality. And you don't find out until like the last 30 seconds.
Is it good or is it confusing? Because it sounds like it could go either way depending on the direction.
I thought it started off a little slow, but once you start seeing how these two things become connected, it gets really interesting.
Okay.
So overall, I think the episode is really good. But like, there's some weird stuff. The third one is Bryan Cranston.
Ooh.
And it's in the far future, and Earth is kind of like on the outs. Like, you can't go outside and breathe the air. They all live in like these underground colonies, and there's like bubble cities or whatever. And humans have to go to this other planet to get this element to help clean the air in their habitats. And something happens, and Bryan Cranston's character is not quite Bryan Cranston anymore. And
I saw a scene in the trailer where he's staring at somebody who's submerged in a tub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looked real creepy.
Yeah,
but in a good way. Like it intrigued me.
Yeah, I think overall they're all pretty good, and each episode is very different from the others. So. It's just like Black Mirror, you know, where none of the stories connect. The only connection really is that they're based on Philip K. Dick stories. And I fell asleep watching episode 7, actually. I'm looking at it now. But it was weird because I think I posted this on Twitter. There was a meteor shower over Michigan last night.
Yes, you did.
And when I was watching this episode, I watched it last night, and episode 7 is about a meteor shower in Michigan, and it was pretty coincidental that the day that it actually happened, I'm watching this show about it happening. And in the episode, it was aliens. It's kind of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Ooh, neat.
Yeah, it was good. So yeah, I'm looking forward to watching the rest. And there's a couple that I want to rewatch. Like this one about a telepath but it's kind of like a crime noir story. But it's set in the future, and it's got telepaths.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing three other things when I was watching it, so I think I missed some stuff. Mm. But
that's never good.
No, it's not. But I want to rewatch that one. Looked interesting. It looked very interesting. But yeah, I watched that. I don't even know, dude. It's been so long since we talked. I don't even know how much stuff I watched.
Now, is it a show that you would recommend, but also with the caveat of like, hey, you sort of have to pay attention to this, guys?
Oh, you definitely have to pay attention to the show.
Okay, because it seems so it's like high concept sci-fi, not just bubblegum sci-fi.
Yeah, I think there's maybe like one episode that you can maybe kind of not pay 100% attention to.
No, I like that.
Yeah,
I like it. It's like Man in the High Castle. Like, no, you really can't be on your phone or your tablet, like, fiddling around. You sort of have to be engaged with it.
Yeah. And that's hard to do, though, sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, life gets in the way.
Life gets in the way. You want to go and do other things.
Is it something that I should be bringing up to my wife? Because she likes sci-fi.
Yeah, I think Electric Dreams she would enjoy more than Black Mirror.
Oh, for sure. I don't see her liking a horror suspense type show.
Yeah, and I'm not saying Black Mirror's horror. I mean, maybe, like, the last episode of season 4 could maybe be considered horror.
Yeah. But it has that trope.
So. Yeah, it has those tropes. Whereas this really does feel like just pure sci-fi. Just straight up.
Yeah. Which I, you know, I like the mind of Philip K. Dick, so.
Oh, you love Dick?
Oh, man.
Listen, we can't have a serious conversation for longer than 30 minutes, okay? It's in the Google Docs. Just look at it. Open the doc up. You'll see it in there, okay?
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, that was good. It's really, really good. Okay. I finished Travelers. I don't know if you watched that.
No.
Oh, my God. Nicolas Cage.
What? I don't even know anything about it, to be honest with you.
It's a Canadian TV show. It's got Will from Will and Grace.
Oh, okay.
Whatever his name is.
Oh, wait, was this the sci-fi or TNT show, TBS show?
No, it's a Netflix original.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, second season just came out, like, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago. And they're like, I don't know, 10-13 episodes, whatever it is. And it's a time travel show, but it's different. Matter of fact, kind of a side story. There's a movie on Netflix right now that just came out, like, I think a week ago, that is almost identical to Travelers, but it's a movie and nowhere near as good.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah. And I think it's also Canadian, so I'm sure, I have no doubt, like, they just got the idea from that.
So by you describing this a little bit, is this similar to that, NBC show that you loved?
No.
About alt time travel?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
And I can't remember the name of that show, and it doesn't matter because it's canceled and it's never coming back. But it was fantastic. No, that was an actual time travel show. Like, they got in a machine and traveled through time. This is not that.
Okay.
God, I need to find that movie. Infinity Chamber is the name of the movie. Wait, no, that's not it. That was another movie I'd never finished. All right, doesn't matter. If I find it, I'll tell you what it is. But, yeah, so Travelers, it's, they travel from, I think it's like 500 years in the future. And they travel back to the 21st century. So it's set in the current time. You never see anything that happens in the future. And the way that people travel back in time is their bodies don't actually travel back through time. Only their consciousness travels back to time.
Sheesh.
And
there's the consciousness is put into somebody else's body?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And
so the weird thing is, because they're in the future, they have records of time of death for all these people, right? In the past. So in order to be put back in time, they time it to the exact second where somebody died, okay? So, or like, you know, maybe a couple seconds before they died. It would be a couple seconds before. Because some of them would die from, like, a car accident, for example, right? And obviously, you don't want to send a consciousness back in time to a body that's, like, completely mangled because of a car accident.
Yeah, you send them back 5 minutes before or something.
Or, like, 30 seconds before the crash happens, right? So, because of the mind transfer, they never get into that car accident.
They watched Looper and figured it out.
Kind of. But it's really cool when they do it because you start seeing a timer, a countdown timer.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm getting a pen right now, Martino.
Uh-oh.
What was this show again? You know I love a countdown timer. Son, now you have me.
It's called Travelers.
Mother effer.
So when you see somebody, you'll start. If you see a countdown timer on the bottom right, usually that's where it is, bottom right. I think it's in yellow. So you start seeing the time till death, and you see the timer.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
And then when it gets like close to the time, it starts like blinking or whatever. And then you get to zero, and you have like a beep, like they died. And then you have a count up timer. Okay. So you have 1, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, and you can tell a different person, right? Because during the countdown timer, you have the consciousness transfer, so they're like in pure agony, right? Because this mind is being downloaded into their brain, basically,
from
the future. But then when they die, the only thing that remains is the consciousness from the future. And so now they're that person, but in this other body.
Oh, I like that.
That's
a smart way. Actually, the whole thing, including the consciousness and like putting it into a different body, that's a real smart, low-budget way to do sci-fi.
Exactly.
Or if, guess what? If all of a sudden, whatever his name is, Eric McCormick.
That's it.
He becomes a diva, and it's like, yeah, let's get rid of him. Bring on somebody else.
Well, and here's the thing. From my understanding, and this is never really explained, but there's a character in the show who's like the oldest human to ever live.
Mm.
Okay. And I think the reason for that is because he's been in so many bodies. But they never quite explain if the original body remains anywhere.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So like, I don't know if they like put him in a chamber and like, this is where all the traveler's bodies are until
like his future body.
Right.
Yeah.
Until their mind returns. Because like, I don't think any of their missions implicitly state that they will ever return to the future. Right? Because the only way that they would return, I guess, would be if their ultimate goal is successful and they alter the timeline so that their future is not shitty. But in that point, like, their bodies probably wouldn't be there anyway, right? Well, we're not going to talk about that. Because that's like weird, timey-wimey time travel stuff. This is not a plug for the timey-wimey podcast hour.
But it is.
NerdLegion.com/podcast/TWH. I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but so they never explained that. But the cool thing is it's set up almost like what's that show?
Is it like Quantum Leap, like they can only stay in that old-timey body for a certain amount of time before they have to jump back to their future body?
No.
Because once they jump into a 1984 body, how can they jump from that 1984 body into another body?
Well, they don't. Like none of the characters have jumped multiple bodies. They've only jumped into one body.
So you're trapped. If you jump into like a horrible person, you're trapped there until the body's done.
Yes, but I mean you're not a horrible person. You're you. You're just in that person's body.
No. Well, if Martin jumped into Donald Trump's body.
Oh, God forbid.
Martin might be a great person, but as soon as you go into that body, that's a body of a horrible person. So guess what? You're not Martin. You're a horrible person.
No, I'm Martin in a shitty body.
Yeah, but you're not going to be changing anybody's perception. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do they get? Well, I'm just gonna watch the show. As soon as
all right, no. I see what you're saying.
I'm on.
So you would have pre-existing relationships with people, right? And so, if you're a shitty person, you might have shitty friends, and so they think that you're shitty, just like they're shitty, right? So, like, if I jumped into Trump's body as a shitty person, I would have shitty friends. So like Steve Bannon would. Well, I guess not anymore. They're like frenemies or whatever. But let's say Steve Bannon, like a year ago, they would have been like butt buddies, right?
Oh, God.
So Steve Bannon would be like, yo, DP, what's his name? DJ,
what?
DJP.
DP? Hey, deep penetration Trump.
Hey, there's that porn star. DJT.
That would be a good episode title, by the way.
What? There's that porn star?
No, deep penetration Trump. I think that would get you a lot of SEO juice.
Oh, man, I don't want that SEO juice.
No, you wouldn't want that anywhere on you, but it would be all over you.
But, okay, I see what you're saying. They addressed it in a few places.
Cool.
So the main character is an FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a spoiler. He's cheating on his wife. But when he jumps into the guy's body, it's not the same mind, and so he's not a cheater, right? The new mind is not a cheater, and so their relationship gets better. But it was, well, depends how you look at it. In some respects, it gets worse because ultimately she finds out about the cheating. But before then, it gets better.
Don't ruin it.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not.
I'm all. Didn't I already say I'm all in? Now you're trying to push more on me.
Well, I just want to explain some of the characters to you.
I want you to go back to Electric Sheep, by the way.
I will go back to Electric Sheep. Okay. There's a high school kid. Matter of fact, the oldest human to ever live. He jumps into this high school kid's body,
mm-hmm.
who's also the high school bully.
Oh.
But now that he's got this super old, like, wise man's brain, he's no longer a bully. There's one of the guys jumps into a meth addict's or heroin addict's body.
Mm.
So that plays out through both seasons, how he deals with the heroin addiction.
Hmm.
This was the one that was interesting. So there's a character who is mentally disabled. And so they see it as an anomaly because when this consciousness goes back in time to this girl who's mentally disabled, she's no longer mentally disabled.
Hmm.
Because her mind's been replaced by this new mind. And so there's this whole a bunch of weird stuff that happens because, like, she had a counselor, like, she was getting a government check, and all of a sudden, like, she speaks normally, she can do normal things. She gets jumped outside this building and, like, karate chops all these dudes on camera. So, like, that becomes a thing. Mm-hmm. But because the brain itself is damaged, ultimately that character becomes damaged, and she has to be replaced by a third consciousness.
Jeez.
Yeah. But it's really okay. Good. It's really good. Trust me.
I am. I Trust wrote me. It down. I wrote it down.
And you know me, I'm a Stargate fan.
Yeah.
Go Stargate yourself. Amanda Tapping directs a bunch of the episodes.
Oh.
She was the blonde in Stargate, for anyone who never watched Stargate. She directs a bunch of them, and she becomes an important character in season two.
Okay. Martin, you know time is valuable.
Is it?
For me, it is.
Unless you're a time traveler.
Boo. What's the one that I should be bringing up to the wife first?
Electric Dreams, I'm assuming?
Or The Travelers.
Oh, boy, that's a hard one.
Because the great, you know what's great about both of them?
Yes.
One is an Amazon original, and one is a Netflix original. So the chances of those going away, highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely.
So I do not have it on the corner of my screen.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have a countdown clock on either of them.
I'd say overall, Travelers, but only because it's much longer, so mm-hmm. you get more depth into the world.
Okay.
But if you want something that you can get in and out quickly, Electric Dreams for sure.
Yeah, sink your teeth into type of thing.
Yeah, because, you know, like, all the episodes are less than an hour.
Yeah, which that I do like.
Yeah, so you can go in, watch an episode, get out, and the next one has nothing to do with the previous. So, you know, like, you don't have to watch them in order. You need to binge or anything like that. I think that helps quite a bit. But if you, I would say start with Electric Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Start with episode 2, Autofac. And if she likes
it,
why?
Because what happened to episode 1? Where did that one go?
Dude, it's an anthology series.
Did that just leave?
No.
Did they say bye to that one?
No. But I think the second one's the best episode.
Well, when I finally sit down to watch Star Wars, I'll make sure to watch Empire Strikes Back first.
Never heard of it. That's not the same!
It is totally the same.
No, it's not, because that follows a story in a character arc.
They're numbered. Why would they not? Why don't they want us?
Fake
to do
news.
Numbers? Oh my god.
Fake news.
Oh, you're just being difficult.
They're numbered. Listen, this is the reason we got rid of episode numbers on all the podcasts, because it doesn't matter. Okay,
it does matter.
This is an anthology series. The episode numbers don't matter.
Okay, then riddle me this, Captain. Why on an Electric Sheep?
Mm-hmm.
Why is there numbers then? Why not just call it the title?
Well, I guess even though the show is a great reflection of possible futures, unfortunately, they're still stuck by the peon mentality of modern brains, and they must continue on by numbering their episodes.
Well, first, I don't like you calling me a peon. That was a little rude to start off. to start off 20 great team. I thought this was 20 slate clean, but obviously you're holding in a lot of resentment towards me.
Listen, I don't know why they have episode numbers, Nick. I apologize if you took offense, but the thing is, the episode numbers don't matter on the show, and so there's that.
Okay.
But if you want to start with Travelers, then you should start with Travelers Season 1, Episode 1.
Episode 12, because I can just jump, because I can jump in any show at any point.
One. Well, here's the thing, too. On the if you go to the pages, you have Season 1, Episode 1 through whatever. Let's just say 12. And then you have Season 2, Episode 1 through 12. But if you're watching them, they don't do that. Okay? So when you get to Season 2, Episode 1, it's like Chapter 14 or whatever it is.
Well, I'm going to go back and watch... I'm going to start Buffy the Vampire Slayer at the musical episode, since it doesn't really matter what one I start.
All right, question. Did you actually watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yes! What am I, dum-dum?
All right. This is cool.
What am I, a
Kiva? All right, favorite Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode?
We've already talked about this.
Did we?
Yes, it's the musical episode.
No, that's the wrong answer. Okay, cool.
No, it's absolutely the right answer.
No, that's the wrong answer.
No, for sure.
The right answer is Hush, which is the silent episode.
That's a very popular episode.
Yes, because it's the best one. That's why it's popular.
Well, you love going along with the populace, so enjoy that.
Sure.
But no, Hush is awesome.
Hush is fantastic. All right, great. Should we wrap this episode up?
Yeah, sounds great.
You've been listening to the one, the only, the fantastic, fantastical, time-traveling Nerdy Legion podcast. The flagship podcast of the Nerdy Legion Network. Thanks for tuning in. Find Nick at Nick Wetmore on Twitter. I'm at Geekvine. The show is at Nerdy Legion. NerdyLegion.com. Oh, no, that's not it. NerdyLegion@gmail.com is the email address. And head over to the website to catch millions of other new shows popping up every day. It's like I don't know, like a bunch of big bangs over there. We're creating new podcasts every second.
It's potpourri for your ear holes.
And Ronnie is in all of them.
Yeah, he's very busy.
He is very busy. Anyways, thanks for listening. Catch you next time. And by next time, we mean right now, because we're about to record another episode. Bye-bye.